Tonight, the Supreme Court rejecting President Trump's effort to end birthright citizenship, upholding the 14th Amendment's longstanding decree that babies born in this country are born American. Chief Justice John Roberts declaring citizenship then and now was the right to have rights, to freely participate in our political community. The framers of the 14th Amendment extended that promise to every freeborn person in this land. We keep that promise today. Justices Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, and Samuel Alito dissenting. Alito calling the decision a serious mistake that will seriously affect the future. Trump signed the executive order ending birthright citizenship on the very first day he returned to office.
It's a good one. Birthright. That's a big one.
Today, he called the court's ruling too bad for our country, adding we can easily make it up in Congress through legislation. But Congress does not have the power to overturn the 14th Amendment. Today, the justices handing Trump a victory on another issue he put front and center when he returned to the White House last year.
The war on women's sports is over.
The justices allowing states to ban transgender girls and women from playing on women's teams. Citing both fairness and safety, Justice Brett Kavanaugh writes, states may maintain women's and girls' sports for biological females. In her partial dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor insisting it's not been proven that transgender student athletes categorically posed dangers to competitive fairness and safety.
And David, the Supreme Court did not outright ban transgender girls from competing in women's sports. That is up to individual states. And right now, 29 states have restrictions on transgender athletes. The other 21 allow trans girls to play on girls' teams.